بسم الله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله ومن ولا وبعد. This evening, this is our 29th session reading from التوضيح والبيان لشجرة الإيمان, clarification and elucidation of the tree of faith by Al-Imam Abdul Rahman Al-Sa'di rahimahullah. And tonight, inshallah, we're going to discuss further from the thamarat or the fawaid of iman, the fruits and benefits of iman. At least, one or two from those things that the author, rahimahullah, has mentioned, related to the benefits that a person can expect to receive from iman. Before we look at the topic for tonight, I want to quickly review some of the points that we covered last week. Questionnaire study guide number 28. First question being, mention some of the benefits achieved by the one who is loved by Allah and who is loved by the Mu'minun, the believers. Some of the benefits of the one who, Naam, Sadiq.
Righteous deeds, Allah places love into their heart.
I didn't hear the first part of what you said. That Allah places into the heart?
Places love in their heart.
Love, that love, Allah places love in the heart of the believers, Naam.
They will be followed.
So as a result of that, they will be followed. They will be taken as an example. People will follow their example. Naam? Wali?
The people will make dua for them while he's alive and after he is.
So the people will make dua for them while they're living and after their death. Naam?
Tariq? Allah will make them upon obedience.
And Allah will?
Make them upon obedience and evil hateful for them.
Okay. No doubt that from the benefits of iman is that a person will be inclined towards obedience to Allah and dislike that which is evil or disobedience to Allah. Yeah. But from the fruits, Naam.
The praise of the people.
The praise of the people. The people will praise them. People will supplicate for them. Naam.
Allah will grant them Jannah.
And Allah will grant them Jannah. The Shaykh, he mentioned specifically that they will achieve as-sa'ada wal-falah. So that includes Jannah, inshaAllah. Happiness and success in this world and the next. And from the believers, that they would receive the praise of the people of iman during their life and after their death, and dua for them and following them as an example, and that they would be established as imams, having the position of leadership in the deen. What has the author defined as the means to takmil al-iman, perfecting one's iman? The shaykh, he said that the people who have perfected their iman, from the benefits is that they will be praised on the tongues of the people for them, and also that they would be made leaders in the deen that people will follow. Now, but he said the perfection of their iman was by what?
Ilm.
By ilm and?
Shukr. And righteous actions.
Okay, he said by righteous actions. He said by ilm and al-amal as-salih. Ilm and amal.
Sabr.
But no, he said here, the perfection of iman is by two main things. One of them is knowledge. You have to have knowledge in order to worship Allah. And you also have to act upon that knowledge. So from the most important things that perfect a person's iman is knowledge, to know what to do, how to act, what to say. And then, acting upon that knowledge. So, sure, there are many things that complete and perfect iman. Every act of obedience is a part of the increase and strengthening and completion and perfection of iman. But here we're looking for specifically two fundamental, primary things that are important and essential for the perfection of iman. A person has to have knowledge. There's no way to perfect iman without knowledge. And there's no way to perfect iman without amal, without actions. And everything else are branches from that. Everything else, branch out from that. Number three, what are the two main factors after iman for achieving al-imama fi deen? For achieving al-imama, leadership in the deen. Two main factors after iman, Naam. Talib?
Sabr wa ikhlas.
Sabr Yani ikhlas, no doubt. Yani, but here he mentioned two things based on the ayat that he mentioned and the statement of Shaykh al-Islam ibn Taymiyyah, and the author mentioned a similar statement like that. He said that it is by naam?
Yaqeen.
Yani that by sabr and yaqeen. Bis sabr wa yaqeen tunalu al-imam fi al-deen. Yani this is a statement, a very brief statement that's very, very important. Yani bis sabr wal yaqeen. It is with patience and by yani knowledge reaching the level of certainty that a person achieves. Because a person has to have patience in order to be one to be followed. A person has to have patience for obedience to Allah. Patience to avoid disobedience to Allah. Patience with the trials and tribulations that Allah has decreed that may befall a person. So a person has to have patience and also any knowledge and certainty. So the next question, memorize the dalil from Surah Sajda, 32nd Surah, 24th Ayah, for the above two qualities of imamah in deen. Yani the Shaykh mentioned an ayah that these two qualities were derived from. Naam.
وكانوا بآياتنا.
The meaning of this ayat that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says we have made from amongst them imams يَهْدُونَ بِأَمْرِنَا, guiding the people by our command. Guiding the people and by the command of Allah, by the sharia of Allah, by the deen of Allah. لَمَّا صَبَرُوا وَكَانُوا بِآيَاتِنَا يُوقِنُوا. When they had these two qualities, patience and certainties. يعني صبر واليقين. What is the Arabic word for the fruit of iman mentioned in Surah Al-Mujadilah? Al-Mujadilah, 58th Surah, 11th Ayah, and what is its translation? Yani the Shaykh mentioned as one of the fruits of iman, he mentioned this ayah from Surah Al-Mujadilah. Naam. And what is the item, the thing that he mentioned that's a fruit of iman that's identified in this ayah? Naam. Al-Rifa'ah. 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 What is the meaning of Al-Rifa'ah? Somebody else. What is the meaning of Al-Rifa'ah? Naam.
To know.
Not ma'rifa. Al-Rifa'ah. Yani from Rafa'ah. Naam.
To raise.
Raise. Yani raised up. Elevated. Yani the person has a high station. A high status. Yani that Allah gives that person a high station. Yani in this world and the next. Al-Rifa'ah. So, the next question is memorize the above mentioned ayah. Yani the ayah that this fruit of iman is mentioned in. Surah 2, 58th Surah, 11th ayah. يرفع الله الذين نعم عبد الولي
وجعل
not that ayah no يرفع الله الذين آمنوا منكم finish والذين أوتوا العلم درجات يعني that Allah will raise up those who have iman from amongst you and those who have been given knowledge, levels, degrees. He will raise them up, levels or degrees, yani stations above the rest of the people. Summarize the author's explanation of this ayah, yani the author meaning Al-Imam Al-Rahman Al-Sa'di, rahimahullah. What was his brief explanation of this particular ayah? And he basically, he said, Imam, okay, Allah will raise up those who are described in this ayah, yani those who are what? Those who have iman and those who have knowledge. He will raise them up, yani not only in this world, but in this life and in the next life. Naam. He also said that, yani these people will have a high status with Allah, and they will have a high status with the ibad of Allah, in this world and the next life. And he said that these people achieve this high station. They are the highest of the creatures after the prophets and the messengers. They are the highest of the people. Yani, and they achieve this through what? Through these two things. Yani, correct iman and knowledge. And knowledge and certainty. Through correct iman, and they achieve this high station because of their correct iman and all that that requires with it. And due to having knowledge. Yani, the people who have iman and the people who have knowledge, he said they will be raised up in this world and the next life. And they will be the highest of the people. Yani in front of Allah and in front of the people. And they achieve this through correct iman and knowledge and certainty. The last question summarizes another explanation of this ayah. Yani the explanation of Al-Imam al-Shawkani in his tafsir of the Quran, Fath al-Qadir, which looks at this ayah from another angle. Yani he explained it a little bit differently. Yani not different, but from another angle. What was the angle of Imam al-Shawkani? Naam. Okay, there will be different levels between them, between the Muslims and the Mu'min. Some of them will be higher levels than others. Okay, and generally speaking, he said that the meaning of this ayah is that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will raise up the people of Iman over the people who didn't have Iman. And he looked at it from a different angle. Not just that these people, of the people of Iman and the people of Ilm will be raised up, but Allah will raise the people of Iman over who? Over the people who didn't have Iman. And then he said that Allah will raise the people of knowledge over the people of Iman, yani that didn't have knowledge. That they will be raised up over the general body of the people of Iman who didn't have knowledge. So he said whoever combined between these two things, Iman and Ilm, then Allah will raise them up levels due to their iman. And after that, He will raise them up further levels due to their ilm. There's no contradiction between the two explanations. It's just that it's looking at it from another angle. Yani the general angle is the people of iman and ilm will be raised up over others. But a more specific angle of looking at it is that the people of iman will be raised up over the people who don't have iman. And amongst the people of iman, the people of knowledge will be raised up over the rest of them. So that there will be an elevation due to iman, and there will be further elevation due to ilm. Allahu a'lam. Okay, so that was the last question. Tonight, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala, we're going to look at the next fruit that the Imam mentions. Rahimahullah. And we're reading, I hope I'm correct, from the English translation from page 74. And from the Arabic from page 76, near the bottom of the page. Naam. Okay, so in English, I'm not sure, but I think this fruit of Iman may be mentioned as 11 or 12. In Arabic, it's mentioned as number 10. And because there's a little difference in the numbering, the way they numbered some of the paragraphs. But in any case, yani this is at least the 10th fruit from the fruits of Iman. وَمِنْ ثَمَرَاتِ الْإِيمَانِ حُصُولُ الْبِشَارَةِ بِكَرَامَةِ اللَّهِ والأمن التام من جميع الوجوه. يعني من ثمرات الإيمان حصول البشارة. البشارة, and here, يعني I want to pay attention to the meaning of this word as opposed to any the way it has been translated as the gifts of Allah. I don't know exactly what was the angle from which that translation came, but in any case, البشارة. And what is intended by البشارة is that a person is giving the glad tidings, good news, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is going to favor them. Yani the glad tidings, al-bushra, bishara. Bi karamatillah. Yani the glad tidings of being honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Allah honoring a servant may be from different angles. But the greatest honor that Allah gives to the believers is that He grants them paradise. And the honoring of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala of a believer may come, yani in this world or in the next life. But generally speaking, the meaning here, this thamara, this fruit of Iman, is that a person will acquire, they will attain the glad tidings of being honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-bishara, the glad tidings of the good news, bi karamatillah, of being honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, yani in a number of different ways. The greatest of them, as I mentioned, is that a person will be granted Jannah. The bishara of Allah could be glad tidings that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will forgive somebody their sins, or that He will save them from punishment in the hellfire. And even if they were to enter the paradise, but they could be saved from the punishment of the fire and not enter the fire at all, not be punished at all. Some people will enter the paradise without hisab and without azab, no accounting and no punishment. the bishara of Allah honoring the person could also include other things like the person having peace and tranquility in this world, in the life in this world, that their heart is content. And so on, like this. In any case, yani he says here, al-bishara bi karamatillah, the glad tidings, yani a person achieving the glad tidings of yani the honor of Allah, being honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the way that Allah honors those who believe. Wal amni at-tam min jami' wujuh, and also that they will have complete and perfect safety, security from every angle. Yani from all different kinds of things, the things that people fear, harm, evil, yani in this world and the next life. That they will have complete and perfect safety or security. These two things, actually, if you think about them, go together. That a person is given the glad tidings of Allah's favor and His reward. And also, yani, the promise of safety and security from whatever the people fear in this world and whatever they fear ahead in the next life, from the punishment of Allah, the wrath of Allah, the anger of Allah. That these two things combined together, that a person had been given the good news, yani the glad tidings of Allah's favor, honoring them in this world and the next life, and also the promise that they will be secure, they will be safe from whatever it is that the people fear in this world as well in the next life. And in the tafsir of one of the ayahs that the Shaykh mentions here, and there's some discussion about this particular point, and I don't know how the time will go, but in any case, the important thing that I'll summarize in case we don't have a chance to look at the tafsir, is that this bishara and this yani promise of safety and security is complete and perfect for the person who has performed, who has fulfilled their duty completely and perfectly. Yani the person who has, as he mentioned in one of the ayahs, they have not mixed their iman with dhulm. And that dhulm could be shirk, or it could be less than that, yani other types of sins. So the person who has avoided shirk, but they have engaged in sins, they will not have complete safety and security from punishment. But the person who has, yani, avoided both shirk and the major sins, another person, yani, will have a greater degree of the perfection and the completion of safety and security, because shirk, yani, avoiding shirk, yani, saves the person from permanent punishment in the hellfire. But then there's also other types of mixing of a person's iman, yani, with acts of disobedience that are less than kufr, less than shirk. So the thing that a person, that a Muslim strives for, is to avoid shirk. And along with that, to avoid every type of disobedience of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that one is able to. And wherever we fell short, then we turn back to Allah asking His forgiveness and repenting to Him with the conditions that are required for repentance. After this, the Shaykh, he says, يعني البشارة بكرامة الله والأمن التام من جميع الوجوه. He says, and this is as Allah, the first of them, the bishara, the glad tidings, as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and he mentions, yani, there are different ayats in which these words came. وَبَشِّرُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ came in Surah Al-Baqarah, 2nd Surah 223rd ayat Surah Al-Tawbah, 9th Surah 112th ayat Surah Al-Yunus, 10th Surah 87th ayat Surah Al-Ahzab, I think it's 34th Surah, 33rd Surah, 47th ayat, and Surah Al-Saff, 61st Surah, 13th ayat. In all of these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. The Shaykh says, فَأَطْلَقَهَا لِي يَا أُمَّ الْخَيْرِ الْعَاجِلَ وَالْآجِلَ. Yani that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in this ayat of this wording here, وَبَشِّرِ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ, He didn't say, yani that they are having glad tidings of something specific, but He made it general. أطلق. يعني أطلقها ليأم الخير, so that it will be inclusive of every type of khair. العاجلة والآجلة, the khair that a person is looking for now in this world and that which they are looking for later in the next life. So He made this yani as a general yani a promise of yani Allah's favor and His reward. He made it general so that it will include every type of khair, whatever it may be that is included in khair, whether it is now or later, in this world or in the next. وَقَيَّدَهَا فِي مِثْلِ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى, And then he has restricted it, mentioned it in a more specific, not in a general manner, but in a more specific, limited, specified manner. He said, قَيَّدَهَا فِي مِثْلِ قَوْلِهِ تَعَالَى وَبَشِّرُ الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَعَمِلُوا الصَّالِحَاتِ أَنَّ لَهُمْ جَنَّاتٍ تَجْرِي مِنْ تَحْتِهَا الْأَنْهَارِ. To the end of the ayah. And give glad tidings to those who believe and do good deeds, that for them are gardens underneath which rivers flow. And he said, this is, yani here he mentions the glad tidings in a more specific way. Meaning, he made it specific. That for them, yani, are the glad tidings of gardens. Yani, underneath which rivers flow. Yani, in paradise, in the next life. So he said, and this is mentioned in Surah Al-Baqarah, second Surah, 25th ayah, فَلَهُمْ الْبِشَارَةُ الْمُطْلَقَةُ وَالْمُقَيَّدَةُ. So they will have the glad tidings that are general, inclusive of all good, and that are more specific. Where Allah in some ayahs mentions specifically, the bishara, the glad tidings, is for something particular. In this ayah he mentions Jannah. So the believers, the people of Iman, they will be given the glad tidings that are general of khair from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and that are more specific of particular things that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions. Then he says on the other side of it, وَلَهُمَ الْأَمْنُ الْمُطْلَقُ, and they will have general, yani safety and security. Yani safety and security in the general sense. That's all inclusive. That's not limited to something specific. And this is as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 82nd ayah, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمٍ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمُ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ. Yani those who believe and they didn't mix up their iman, they didn't pollute it, they didn't corrupt it with dhulm. And dhulm here can mean shirk, and it may also mean anything else. That's act of disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And Shaykh Abdul Rahman al-Sa'di, his tafsir of this particular ayah, mentions that this dhulm, yani, that the people who avoided shirk, then they will have a certain sense of safety and security. Yani meaning, even if they were punished by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they will not remain in the hellfire forever. As for the people who didn't avoid shirk, then they have no safety, no security. Rather, they will be punished. He says, these are those who will have al-amnu. Yani, general. Yani, it's mutlaq. General safety and security. Wahum muhtadun. And they are those who will be guided. After this he says, وَلَهُمْ الْأَمْنُ الْمُقَيَّدِ الْمُقَيَّدِ. And they will also have yani safety or security where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala specifies something specific that is a part of safety and security. Here he doesn't mention it in general, that they will have general safety and security, but he mentions something specific, and this is as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah, 48th ayat, فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. So those who believe and they aslaha, yani they rectified, they reformed their iman, their niyyah, their actions, their deeds, yani they rectified and purified and corrected, yani their behavior, their iman, as well as that which yani branches from it of actions and intentions. These people, they will have no fear, nor would they grieve. And here, yani the author explains what he means here. He says, yani why he mentioned this ayah, that those who believe and who rectify and reform yani their deeds and their intentions and their iman, they will have no fear nor will they grieve. فَنَفَى عَنْهُمَ الْخَوْفِ لِمَا يَسْتَقْبِلُونَهُ. So Allah negates from them that they wouldn't have fear of what is ahead of them. They wouldn't have fear for what is ahead of them. Yani when they stand before Allah in the next life. So he's negating fear for them in terms of what is in the future. And he also added to that, that they wouldn't grieve. The Shaykh says, and they wouldn't grieve مِمَّا مَضَى عَلَيْهِمْ, from that which has passed over them. Yani from the past. They wouldn't grieve about the past. Yani they wouldn't have fear about what is ahead, and they wouldn't grieve over what has passed. He said, وَبِذَٰلِكَ يَتِمُّ لَهُمَ الْأَمْنُ. And in this way, the amnu, the safety and security is completed and perfected for them. Yani in what way? in that specifically they wouldn't have fear, a certain type of amnu, they wouldn't have fear about what is ahead in the future. And every person who knows that there's a day of accounting has fear of that day. But the people of Iman, Allah would relieve them from that. To whatever extent, yani to the extent of their Iman and their righteous actions and obedience to Allah and their submission. The greater a person's submission and obedience to Allah, the greater will be their safety and security, the guarantee of their safety and security by the permission of Allah and the mercy and favor of Allah. And the opposite likewise. He said, in this way, their amnu is completed and perfected. That is, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will relieve them of having fear about what is ahead of them, and also they will not grieve about the past, yani what they left behind. فَالْمُؤْمِنُ لَهُ الْأَمْنُ التَّامُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. So the believer will have complete and perfect safety and security in this world and in the next life. Complete and perfect safety and security, yani in this world they will be secure, and in the next life they will be safe and secure. And then he defines that further by saying, in some of the printed books, it has aminu min sakhatillah wa iqab. In this book that we are reading from, he said amnun min sakhatillah wa iqabihi. Yani meaning is basically the same. Yani that they will have complete and perfect safety and security in this world and in the next life, meaning they will have safety and security from the displeasure of Allah and His punishment in the next life. Wa amnun min jami' makarih wa shurur. And they will also have safety and security from everything that is yani disliked and every type of evil in this world. That Allah will protect them. So this is one yani of the fruits of Iman, al-amnu al-tam, in this world and the next life. Walahu al-bishara al-tama. And also, and the translation doesn't reflect this meaning, but yani this is the actual meaning of what he's saying here. فَالْمُؤْمِنُ لَهُ الْأَمْنُ التَّامُ فِي الدُّنْيَا وَالْآخِرَةِ. And then after he explains that, he says, وَلَهُ الْبِشَارَةَ التَّامَةِ. These are two things. الْأَمْنُ التَّامُ, complete safety and security in this world and the next life. And also they will have الْبِشَارَةَ التَّامَةَ بِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. Yani the glad tidings, perfect and complete, of every type of good, of all good. Perfect, yani الْبِشَارَةَ التَّامَةَ بِكُلِّ خَيْرٍ. And this is as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said in Surah Yunus, 10th Surah, 64th Ayah, وَلَهُمْ الْبُشْرَى فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ. And for them is the bushra, yani the good news, the glad tidings, in the life of this world as well as in the next life. Yani the glad tidings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in their life in this world as well as in the next life. This is complete and perfect, yani bushra or bishara. The glad tidings of Allah for them in this life and in the next life. And then the Shaykh says, وَيُوَدُّ هَذِهِ الْبِشَارَةَ قَوْلُهُ تَعَالَى. And this bishara, yani the glad tidings for the believers, is further clarified in Surah Fussilat, 41st Surah. He mentions the 30th, 31st and 32nd ayat. And here we should note that in these ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions both the amnu and the bishara together, both of these two things, that a person will have safety and security, and they will also have the glad tidings of being honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Saying Allah, inna alladhina qalu rabbuna Allah thumma istaqamu, that those who said our Rabb is Allah and then they were upright, and they acted upon that, they lived in accordance with that, what that requires. When a person acknowledges that Allah is their Rabb, then they acted like that and they were obedient to Allah. إِنَّ الَّذِينَ قَالُوا رَبُّنَا اللَّهِ ثُمَّ اسْتَقَامُوا تَتَنَزَّلُوا عَلَيْهِمْ الْمَلَائِكَةُ أَلَّا تَخَافُوا وَلَا تَحَزَّنُوا وَأَبَشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. For these people who acknowledge that Allah is their Rabb and then they acted upon that, the angels would descend upon them at the time of their death. And they will say, don't fear and don't grieve. Yani, don't have any fear about what is ahead and don't grieve about what you left behind. That's the amnu. Not having fear of what is ahead or grief from what is behind. وَأَبْشِرُوا بِالْجَنَّةِ الَّتِي كُنْتُمْ تُوَعَدُونَ. And then the bishara. And accept the glad tidings, yani, of the paradise which you have been promised. So in this ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala combines both of these two matters that the Shaykh mentions here from the fruits of Iman. Al-amnu at-tam, in this world and the next, safety and security, and al-bishara, yani the good, the glad tidings of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of Jannah. And then he goes on to say the meaning of which is that the angels say to them, we are your awliya in the life of this world and in the next life. And that the angels of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala care for and attend to and protect and guide and guard, yani those who believe, in this life as well as in the next life. وَلَكُمْ فِيهَا, and you will have, yani in that Jannah, yani whatever your souls desire. And you will have in that whatever you ask for. And this is the reward from Al-Ghafoor Rahim, yani Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who is forgiving and who is merciful. After this mention of these things, the author mentions, yani from Surah Al-Hadid, few ayat. And these ayat actually further mention other fruits of Iman. Other fruits of Iman. So he mentions first from Surah Al-Hadid, 57th Surah, 28th ayat, يَا الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ يُؤْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ وَيَجَعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُورٌ رَحِيمٌ. O you who believe, observe taqwa of Allah. Two things he mentioned here. اتَّقُوا اللَّهِ وَآمِنُوا بِرَسُولِهِ. Observe taqwa of Allah and have iman in His Messenger. And he observe taqwa of Allah and follow, yani believe in the Messenger and follow his guidance and his example and his model. And as a result of that, there will be fruits of this iman and taqwa. The first of them, he said, you will be given two portions of the rahmah of Allah. A double portion of the rahmah of Allah. And the rahmah of Allah, as some of the scholars have mentioned, yani is the source of every good that comes to a human being. The rahmah of Allah. It's by the rahmah of Allah. You will be given a double portion of His rahmah. وَيَجْعَلْ لَكُمْ نُورًا. And you will also be, Allah will make for that person a light which they will walk by. As the Shaykh is going to mention in the what follows, yani a light that will be a guide that a person will walk by in this world as well as in the next life when crossing over the Sirat. And then he says, third matter, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And Allah will forgive you. Yani from the fruits of Iman and Taqwa is the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And by the way, this last point, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the translation of the book, they somehow took it out of this point and put it added to the next point. I don't know how any that was possible, but you're going to see the point about maghfirah coming in the next point. And that is really a part of this point. It's based on this ayat here. The Shaykh is saying, from the fruits of Iman further is the light that Allah will give to the believers, and also yani forgiveness. So then the Shaykh, he says, after mentioning this ayah, فَرَتَّبَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ حُصُولَ الثَّوَابِ الْمُضَاعَفِ وَكَمَالَ النُّورَ الَّذِي يَمْشِي بِهِ الْعَبْدِ فِي حَيَاتِهِ وَيَمْشِي بِهِ يَوْمَ الْقِيَامَةِ. So as a result of Iman, as a consequence of Iman, a person will achieve or acquire a reward that will be multiplied, will be doubled or multiplied many times over. Yani, يُعْتِكُمْ كِفْلَيْنِ مِنْ رَحْمَتِهِ. He'll give you a double portion. وَكَمَالَ النُّورِ, and a perfect and complete light, which a person, the abd, will walk by as a guide for them in this life. Yani their iman and their ilm. It will be a guide for them in this life. وَيَمْشِي بِهِ يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ, and it will also be a light for them on يَوْمُ الْقِيَامَةِ. And here he mentions from Surah Al-Hadid as well, 57th Surah, 12th Ayat, يَوْمَ تَرَى الْمُؤْمِنِينَ وَالْمُؤْمِنَاتِ. The day, a day when you will see the believing men and the believing women. Yani يوم القيامة. يسعى نورهم بين أيديهم. Their light, yani will go forward in front of them. Yani so that they can see in the darkness. وبأيمانهم. Some of the scholars said, in their right hands will be their record of good deeds. بشراكم اليوم جنات تجري من تحتها الأنهار. So, there's glad tidings for you. It will be said to that person, glad tidings for you, this day, yani glad tidings of gardens underneath which rivers flow, to abide in it forever, وَذَلِكَ هُوَ الْفَوْزَ الْعَظِيمُ. That is, yani the supreme success. The Shaykh explains this ayah by saying, so the believer will walk in this world by the light of his knowledge and his iman. In this world, the light of his knowledge and his iman. And his knowledge and iman will be a light for him. Knowledge, because a person requires knowledge to know what's right and what's wrong, what's pleasing to Allah, what's displeasing to Allah. Yani what will benefit a person and what will harm a person? That requires knowledge from what Allah has revealed in the Quran and the Sunnah. And their iman will also be a light for them, because due to their iman, Allah will guide their heart. So when the lights are put out, extinguished on Yawm al-Qiyamah, the Shaykh said, then they will walk by their light over the Sirat until they pass over it into the place of honor and the place of Allah's blessings and favors and bounties, Jannah. So there will be light for them in this life, and there will be light for them when the lights are extinguished on Yawm al-Qiyamah. So they will be able to cross over the Sirat and enter into the place of honor, Darul Karama wa Na'im. And then the Shaykh closes here, closes this point here, number 10, or maybe in the English it might be 11 or 12. And he says, based on the ayat from Surah Al-Hadid, 57th Surah, 28th ayat, that ends with, وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرْ رَحِيمٌ. He says, وَكَذَلِكَ رَتَّبَ الْمَغْفِرَةَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. And likewise, yani as a result of iman, as a consequence of iman, based upon iman, yani a person may be forgiven by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Al-maghfira, yani is based upon person having iman. Person doesn't have iman, there will be no maghfira for them. وَكَذَلِكَ رَتَّبَ الْمَغْفِرَةَ عَلَى الْإِيمَانِ. This is also a consequence of iman, forgiveness. And then he closes by saying, in reference to that, وَمَنْ غُفِرَتْ سَيِّئَاتُهُ سَلِمَ مِنَ الْإِقَابِ وَنَالَ أَعْظَمَ الثَّوَابِ. So whoever's sins are forgiven for them, as a result of that, they will be saved. They will be safe from the punishment. And they will attain or achieve the greatest reward. Yani if a person's sins have been forgiven, then there's nothing left for them except to be yani rewarded by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with that which He has in store. Yani for those who believe and do good deeds. If He forgives our sins, and if a person has iman and taqwa and they're worshipping Allah, but they committed sins. So if their sins are forgiven, there's nothing left except that this person will be saved from punishment and they will achieve yani the greatest reward. Yani the reward of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Jannah. So, here we're just going to make some brief commentary from Shaykh Abdul Razak. May Allah protect and preserve him and his father. He says concerning this, yani, fruit from the fruits of Iman, هذه عدة الثمار ذكرها رحمه الله تعالى للإيمان. And he said these are a number of fruits, not one, but a number of fruits of iman that the author mentions here in this yani chapter or subdivision or title. The first of them, is he said, is husul al-bishara. So here, even though this is numbered as number 10 or 11, but he said there are a number of yani fruits of iman here coming under this title. The first of them is that a person will acquire, will obtain, will achieve al-bishara bi karamatillah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani they will achieve the glad tidings that they will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Yani that the believing servant will be honored by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is al-bishara al-mutlaqa wal-bishara al-muqayyada. Yani the general glad tidings and the specific glad tidings. In some places Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentioned it in general. In some places He mentioned specific things. So this is the first of them. And this bishara, glad tidings, yani the mutlaqa and the muqayyada, the general and the specific, they both, each of them were mentioned in some of the textual evidences from the Quran or from the Sunnah. Al-bishara al-mutlaqa, he said the meaning of it, al-bishara al-mutlaqa, as opposed to al-muqayyada, he said it means lam tuqayyad bi amrin muayyan. Yani meaning that Allah is giving the glad tidings to a person without limiting it, restricting it to something specific, to a particular matter. Just saying glad tidings to those who believe and do good deeds. without limiting it to a specific matter. And the glad tidings can be, most importantly of course, al-Jannah. But it also could be a person being saved from entering the hellfire at all. Or it might be glad tidings of something in this world. Safety and security from the harms and the dangers of this world. Yani glad tidings of hayat al-tayyibah. Yani the good life that a person will experience in this world. That they will have tranquility and peace. And that their heart will be content with whatever Allah has provided and decreed for them. And so on. So here he's saying that the bishara mutlaqa, it means that Allah mentions the glad tidings without limiting it, specifying it to a particular thing. And this is as he mentioned, for example, he said if a person says, bashirhu bil jannah, give that person the glad tidings of Jannah. Or bashirhu with an-najat min an-nar, yani give him the glad tidings that he will be saved, yani from the hellfire, and so on like this. So it came like this, mutlaqa, and that is so that it will include, so that it will be encompassing kullu khayrin, every type of good, and every fadl, and every ni'mah, both in this world and the next life. Yani al-bishara, al-mutlaqa, includes every good, every virtue, every excellence, every bounty and favor of Allah in this world as well as in the next life. And then he mentioned yani some ayats from the Quran, yani wabashir al-mu'mineen, give glad tidings to the believers. Yani this is mutlaqa, general. Wa fabashir al-ibad, yani give good tidings to the ibad, the worshippers of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is yani general, mutlaq. Wa lahum al-bushra fil hayat ad-dunya wa fil akhirah. And they, the believers, the people of iman, they will have the glad tidings yani in the life in this world and as well as in the hereafter, and this and all of these are mutlaqa, yani general, not specified or restricted. And then he said it came muqayyada, yani restricted in the restricted specific sense, as in the ayat that the author rahimahullah mentions, mubashshiru alladhina amanu wa amilus salihat anna lahum jannat, and he give the glad tidings to those who believe and do good righteous deeds that they will have gardens and underneath which rivers flow, and so on. This is muqayyada, yani it is specified, restricted, yani by the specific mention of gardens. They would have gardens in paradise. So for the believers, there is both al-bishara al-mutlaqa and al-bishara al-muqayyada. Then he goes to the second yani fruit from the fruits of iman, that is yani Allah knows best, yani important to be accompanied, yani the bishara of the good favors of Allah and the bounties and blessings of Allah, along with yani the promise of security from evil and from harm and from the things that people fear. وَكَذَلِكَ مِنْ ثِمَارِ الْإِيمَانِ الْأَمْنُ الْمُطْلَقُ وَالْمُقَيِّدُ. Yani general safety and security and specific safety and security. The general amnu is as in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that the author mentioned, الَّذِينَ آمَنُوا وَلَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِيمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمُ أُولَٰئِكَ لَهُمْ الْأَمْنُ وَهُمْ مُحْتَدُونَ. And those who believe and they didn't mix up their iman with dhulm, yani with shirk or with any type of ma'asi, sins, disobedience to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, ulaika lahum al-amnu. Here it is mutlaq. It's not restricted, not defined, yani not specified, but they will have general yani safety and security. And they also are those who will be guided. He said this is al-amnu al-mutlaq. General safety and security, unspecified, unrestricted. Yani just safety and security, both in this world and the next life. And he said, this is the fruit of having iman and of not mixing that iman, polluting it, corrupting it with shirk. Yani this is the fruit of what? Having iman, iman that is not polluted, that is not corrupted by shirk. Or by sins. As mentioned in the ayat. He said the meaning of this ayat, لَمْ يَلْبِسُوا إِمَانَهُمْ بِظُلْمْ أَيْ لَمْ يَخْلِطُوا بِالشِّرْكِ أَوْ لَمْ يَخْلِطُوا. Yani they didn't mix it, their iman, with yani making something as an equal or partner or a share with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in that which is from his exclusive rights, in that which is exclusively for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nobody should share in that. So they brought the iman clean, pure, yani unpolluted. They didn't mix it with shirk, he says. These people will have al-amnu at-tam al-mutlaq, perfect and complete safety and security. Yani al-mutlaq, yani meaning general, including every type of safety and security, both in this world and in the next life. Then he says, and also the people of iman will have al-amnu al-muqayyad, yani the specified safety and security as mentioned in the saying of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Al-An'am, 6th Surah 48th ayah that the author mentioned, those who believe, yani فَمَنْ آمَنَ وَأَصْلَحَ فَلَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ وَلَا هُمْ يَحْزَنُونَ. He said this is أَمْنٌ مُقَيَّد, yani for those who believe and who rectify, reform, yani their iman and their actions and their intentions, yani they work on it to improve it and to correct it, they will have no fear nor will they grieve. He said this is أَمْنُ مُقَيَّد because it's specifically mentioned what? لَا خَوْفٌ عَلَيْهِمْ. Specifically, they wouldn't have fear. And that fear, as the author mentions himself, when he mentioned this ayah, he said, fear of what? What is ahead of them in the next life. That's specific. So that is amnu muqayyad. Specified to a particular type of safety and security. And he said, this is made clear by the saying of the author, rahimahullah, where he says, Allah in this ayah has negated from the believers الخوف لما يستقبلونه, and he has negated from them fear of what is ahead of them, and as well he has joined that with يعني negating from them يعني grief or sorrow or regret over what has passed by, what they left behind, and by in this way they have completed their amnu يعني for that which is in the dunya and that which is in the akhirah. Then he says, so the believer has al-amnu at-tam, complete and perfect safety in this world and the next life, specifically as the author mentions, from the displeasure of Allah and the punishment of Allah in the next life, and also from every type of makarih, things that people dislike, hate, yani do not want to experience, and every type of evil. And the believer also has al-bishara at-tam bi kulli khair, yani the glad tidings, complete and perfect glad tidings of every type of good. And then he mentioned the saying of Allah in Surah Yunus, 10th Surah, 64th ayat, لَهُمْ الْبُشْرَ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَ وَالْآخِرَةِ, they will have the glad tidings in the life of this world and the next life. And then the Shaykh Abdul Razak, حَفِظُهُ اللَّهُ, may Allah protect and preserve him, he said, وَقَدْ جَمَعَ اللَّهُ بَيْنَ هَاتَيْنِ الثَّمَرَتَيْنِ, Allah has combined, yani, in the ayat that the author mentioned that we read already, between these two fruits, that is, the achievement of al-amnu, safety and security, and the achievement of the acquisition of al-bishara, the good news, yani, of Allah's honor. Yani, when he mentioned the angels, when they descend on a person at the time of their death, and they will say to them, la takhafu wa la tahzanu. Yani, this is the amnu, wa abshiru bil jannah. He said, and this is the bishara. Then he closes this point by saying, al-amnu ya'ani intifa al-mukhawif, yani that al-amnu, what is intended by it is that a person will be, yani the negation of them being subjected to the things that they fear, the things that disturb a person, that trouble a person, that cause them not to have rest and peace and tranquility. And what is intended by al-bishara, yani the acquisition or the achievement of the things that are loved, the virtuous things, and the things through which Allah honors a believer. So these are two sides, yani, of what a believer hopes to achieve from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, from his favor. And then the Shaykh closes, yani, his commentary on these on this particular point, number 10 in the Arabic. He says, then the author mentions a third fruit of iman, from the fruits of iman, and that is an-nur alladhi yaj'aluhu Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala li 'abdihi al-mu'min. Yani the third fruit that's mentioned here, even though it's listed as one fruit, yani the third one is what? The nur that the believing worshipper of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Fi dunya نور الإيمان وفي الآخرة نور يقسمه الله سبحانه وتعالى بين العباد. And in this world they will have the نور of إيمان, the light of إيمان, and in the next life the light that Allah would divide up amongst the believing servants, and it would light the way in the darkness at the time when the people are gathered for judgment. And then he says, وَحَظُّ الْعِبَادِ مِنْ ذَلِكَ النُّورِ بِحَسَبِ حَظِّهِمْ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. يعني بِحَسَبِ نَسِيبِهِمْ مِنَ الْإِيمَانِ. That the light that a person will be given, the amount, the portion of their light, will be in accordance with, or commensurate with, the portion of their iman. And if the greater a person's iman, the greater will be their light. And this is a motivation, yani, that should help a person to want to nurture, nourish, develop and strengthen their iman. The greater portion of a person's iman, the greater will be their light in that time of need, of darkness. And then he mentions the ayat that we already mentioned, that the ayat in Surah Al-Hadid, 12th ayah, 57th surah, Allah mentions that you will see the believing men and the believing women, and their light will be in front of them and in their right hands, and they will be given the good news, the glad tidings on that day of gardens underneath which rivers flow. He said this light is a fruit from the fruits of Iman, and it is a result from the effects of Iman. And also, yani, the Shaykh also mentioned in the text of the book, yani, this other ayat in Surah Al-Hadid, 57th Surah, 28th ayat, O you who believe, observe taqwa of Allah and believe in His Messenger, and you will be given kiflaini min rahmatihi, two portions of His rahmah. Yani, a reward that is doubled or multiplied. وَيَجْعَلْ لَهُمْ نُورًا تَمْشُونَ بِهِ. And they will also be given a light that they will walk by. Yani, a light that they will walk by in this world, light of Iman and Ilm, and a light that will walk by, yani, in crossing the sirat. وَيَغْفِرْ لَهُمْ وَيَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ. And you will also be, yani, He will forgive you. Indeed, Allah is forgiving, merciful. He said, this light that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will make for the believers, it is a fruit from the fruits of Iman. And then he closes by saying, and the fourth fruit from the fruits of Iman that's mentioned here is that the forgiveness of Allah, al-maghfirah, is based upon Iman. Yani, is subject and due to a person's iman. Meaning that a person who doesn't have iman has no hope or expectation of forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is mentioned, the Shaykh, he says here, this is mentioned in the ayat that was in the end of this point, or in the last part of this point, yani, يَغْفِرْ لَكُمْ وَاللَّهُ غَفُرْ رَحِيمٌ. And this indicates that this particular fruit of maghfirah being based upon iman is from the yani, point that we are discussing now. He said, the forgiveness of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a result of Iman. And as the author closed, he said, and whoever's sins are forgiven. Yani, وَمَنْ غُفِرَتْ سَيِّئَتُهُ سَلِمَ مِنَ الْإِقَابِ وَنَالَ أَعَظَمَ الثَّوَابِ. Yani, whoever's sins are forgiven, the result of that is that they will be saved from punishment. And they will also achieve the greatest reward. We'll stop here, inshallah. Naam. Subhanaka Allahumma wa bihamdika. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta astaghfiruka wa atubu ilayk. Let me just say that, just as a reminder to myself, that next week, inshallah, we will have class. I realize, inshallah, that we'll be entering into Ramadan. And yani, there may be some discussion about that, but in any case, I'm just yani, informing you that next week, inshallah, we will have class. Those of you who are able to attend, and we'll be happy to see your faces. And those who are not able to attend because of Ramadan and the timing and things like that, we understand. We understand. The class will not be after Maghrib, obviously. So the class, inshallah, the time will change to before Maghrib. And the class will be before Maghrib. Okay, I know that will involve some difficulty for some people who live on the other side of town. Some people live in another state, in another city, but Allahu musta'an. Yani, whoever can attend, we're happy to see you. And otherwise, we will be having class. Yani, if you can't make it, then you can listen to it online, live, or you can download it from the website. Class will be before Maghrib, yani, 1 hour before Maghrib. 1 hour before Maghrib. So I'll send out notice to those whose emails we have for the class on that time. And also, yani in this masjid here, there won't be any iftar. But if somebody came to the class, inshallah, we will provide you with some nice varieties of dates. Because I have, mashallah, lots of different types of dates, and I will be happy to share them with you. If that could be a little bit of encouragement. Yani, you don't have a need for dates, yani, to come to class, but yani, just yani, as a friendly word. So next week, inshallah, we'll be having class. It will be 1 hour before Maghrib. There will be some, yani, I will personally, if the Imam doesn't mind, I'll share with him because he normally provides dates. So I hope he doesn't like mind me bringing some dates as well. You know, mind, Jazakallah Khair. So we'll bring some dates, inshallah, and some water. There will be Taraweeh in the masjid also, by the way. But the number will be limited to 45 men on the first floor only. So if anybody intends to pray Taraweeh here, then it would be important that that person comes for Isha. Only 45 people will be allowed, you need to be in the masjid, and women also will be allowed upstairs, 25. No children will be allowed. The door will be locked when 45 people enter the masjid. There won't be any speakers outside the masjid. At that hour of the night, it's not permissible to have any noise, yani anything that they would, the kafirs would consider disturbance. So, yani, that's no children, no iftar, 45 men. طيب بارك الله فيكم وجزاكم الله خيرا.